Today on episode number 355 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, wait till you hear about how podcasting basically can grease the wheels of sales and it builds credibility. It's amazing. We're going to talk with a representative from Spreaker if you're looking to broadcast live. It's a great tool for that. We've also got a member spotlight, and I've got a new tool to help you take phone calls in your podcast.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since April 4th of 2005 and bringing my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, I am your personal podcast coach. My name is Dave Jackson, and I am ecstatic that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to come and listen to little old me. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to promotion, all points in between. If you're new to the show also, If you're not interested in a section I'm talking about, just fast forward until you hear the music. I use music to separate my different sections. And if you want to join in on the conversation, I would love to have you. A lot of different ways to do it. If you're on your phone, just dial 888-563-3228. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to Dave at email. Dave at email. Yeah. How about you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can click on the little voicemail button out at the website. You can leave a comment on the blog. However you want to do it, just do it, because I would love to hear from you. Also, I want to say hello to all my friends on Stitcher. If you're listening right now, how about a little thumbs up for Dave, huh? That would be greatly, hugely appreciated. Also, you can help the podcast by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes and leaving a review. Now, what I want to talk about today, at the beginning, we always like to spotlight some podcasting success or just show the power of podcasting. What I have, this is from last week. We're talking about lead pages. Well, Clay Collins is one of the people behind lead pages. And it's kind of weird because usually he uses his podcast to lead people to sales. I found his product, which then led me to his podcast. And there on his podcast were good old Jason and Jeremy from Internet Business Mastery. Jason's been on this show. And they were talking about building your list through a podcast. And I wanted to play an interesting clip here from that show. You can find this at marketingshow.com, which actually is another great example of somebody using a podcast to promote a product. And you'll notice if you listen to that show, I actually like it. I just discovered it. And not a lot of selling. And Jason and Jeremy talk about that. There's not a lot of selling in their show as well. So let me play you a quick clip here. It's just called Marketing Show. You can find it at marketingshow.com. Check this out.
Later, they feel like they already have that connection to us. Like they're like, I've known you for years. I've been listening for years. Like, that's an amazing, amazing thing. I just wanted to point out.
Yeah, I really do think that audio podcasts win in terms of ability to connect with people, because they're hearing your voice, they're getting your personality, but they're not tied to the computer, so they can do it while they're on their treadmill. They can do it, you know, they might just listen to a podcast after their girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with them. They're walking around and cleaning the house. And so I think you get access to people in a way that you just can't through visual means. And I think it's really remarkable in that sense.
There you go. And these are things I've said before, that it's just a great way to connect. I actually am listening to a book on Audible right now. If you go over to audibletrial.com/Dave, it's about building a six-figure income as a musician. And in it, the author talks about how they have done studies, and as much as there's social media and more people connecting via the internet, the actual, I guess you would call, it's not a disease, but the condition known as loneliness is actually on the rise. I find that amazing. And so there are people that really connect with podcasters because, for lack of a better phrase, they're lonely. But check out this. This is the clip that just floored me. Let me play this real quick. And listen to how they've developed such a trust with their audience. Listen to this.
We've had a coaching course that has sold for $6,000. And we've had, out of curiosity.
Hold on a second. He sold a coaching course for $6,000. Now, I want you to do me a favor right now. I don't know about you. Right now, I got $2 in my wallet. Okay, now I'm like most Americans. I've got, I pay with a debit card. But nonetheless, if I had $6,000 in my hand, to hand that to another person would be a little painful. So I want you to think about that for a second. How much trust you would have, how much you would have to believe in someone to pay them $6,000. Okay? Just, you got it? $6,000.
Curiosity, we asked those people last time we offered this, you know, how long ago they had heard of us. And we had people in the signing up for that class that had only heard of us like 6 weeks before that. We thought what we were going to hear is, oh yeah, I've listened to the show for a year or so. I've been through your academy already. And now I was ready for this high-end coaching. But we had people in that were like, now I found your show about a month and a half ago. And after listening to you guys, it was clear you're the ones I needed to learn from. So, but that, you know, so the podcast prepared all that, but it was the email list that actually then put the offer in front of them.
So what they're using, they're not selling on their podcast. Yes, they do some things. I think they announce a link at the beginning of the show, things like that. But they are not on there going, buy our stuff, buy our stuff. No, they're using the podcast to position themselves as an expert. And when people hear it, I actually am running into this myself where people are calling me and I don't cold call anymore because people are finding my podcast and saying, well, obviously, you know what you're doing. You know, I heard this. I really like this. Sounds like, and it's a beautiful thing. So here in that clip, we found there are people that are giving them, again, say it with me, $6,000. And they've only known them for a month and a half. And that is what we're talking about. When we talk about connecting with an audience. It's not all about money. Don't get me wrong about that. But that's an interesting way to show you the power of podcasting. And I want to thank Clay again. You can find his podcast. I'm a new subscriber, marketingshow.com. It's another interesting thing about that show is it's obvious. He records that, I believe it's a Google Hangout or something of that nature. And then it's a video thing. And then he just strips the audio out and puts it out as an audio. Because you heard him in the clip saying audio is a great way to connect because people can listen while they're doing other things. And I've been saying that for years. So it's nice that the marketing people are backing up what little old me has been saying for quite some time. Next up, I have an interview with Anna Piazza. She is the online community manager of Spreaker. And I've been playing with Spreaker for about a month now. And I'll tell you more about that. But right now, let's get to my interview with Anna.
Well, joining me via Skype all the way from Italy. How cool is that? Anna, is it just Piazza? Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Piazza.
There you go. She is the online community manager for Spreaker. And I love to just say Spreaker because it's a cool word. And that is Spreaker .com. And Anna, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And let's start off with the easy question. What the heck is Spreaker?
Spreaker is a platform where you can create and share your audio content. So basically, we give you the tools and the stage to bring your creativity and share it with the world. We have a DJ console that kind of works like a mixing board where you can directly record and even interact with your listeners since there's a chat box. And but you also have the option of uploading pre-recorded content as files, and you can go live or, like I said, pre-record. It's a sort of social network in itself. We also invite a lot of listeners to come in, and it's a nice little community of creators and listeners that come together.
It's something I've been playing with for about the past month, and the reason for it is I have a lot of people, and Anna can't say this, but I can. I had a lot of people that get stuck on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know I abhor Blog Talk Radio for their awful quality, their technology that doesn't work. I have documentation on that. The fact that they own your content, but you can buy it back for $250 a month. I've beat that horse to death. And the one thing I really like about Spreaker is all of your shows are at CD quality. They're actually at a higher quality than this show is. You guys actually broadcast at 128 kilobits per second without getting too geeky here in stereo, which is true CD quality, which is one of the reasons why I was like, oh, this is something I actually want to check out. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the plans if anybody's looking to get into this?
Well, but thank you for making the comment about the quality. We like to think that speaks for itself. But basically, we do have these different plans, starting out with the free speech plan, which is just free. And then we have four other paid plans above that. And just to give you an idea, the free speech plan allows for – it's 20 hours of audio storage – which includes everything that you record and everything that you upload. You have 30 minutes of live broadcasting. And then anything that's pre-recorded right on the DJ console or that you upload yourself can be virtually as long as you want it to be. And then with every premium plan above that, it just increases to on-air talent, which is 45 minutes of live, 110 hours of audio storage, broadcaster. Should I just keep going? I'll tell you.
Sure.
Broadcaster plan is 3 hours live and 510 hours of audio storage. Anchorman is 5 hours live, should you want to go that long, and 1,510 hours of audio storage. And then we have one above that is a station plan, which is basically just like the Anchorman plan, but you have an extra option of going live for as long as you want, even up to 24 hours. It just doesn't save in your audio storage. So after it's recorded, it doesn't save as a podcast or anything, but it does give you that option.
Gotcha. So that would be for maybe like an actual radio station that's just going 24/7.
Exactly. Maybe, I don't know. The best example I could think of is if you're at a, maybe like a music festival that's 3 days long, you want to start broadcasting all day long. At least you have that option. It just won't save afterward.
Ah, I see. And then you had mentioned there's certain live times, and by that is one of the things that is, again, kind of different with Spreaker. It's meant to, if you want to broadcast live. Now, for the free program, which some people might want to dip their toe in that pool, what happens after 30 minutes? Does it just shut you off? Or?
Basically, yes. It counts you down, and then it'll shut off. So you'll see the timer that'll count you down. So this way, at least you can keep track of what you're doing. But yeah, it'll basically end the show for you.
And is there seem to be one kind of package that seems to be more popular than another, or?
Our most popular is Broadcaster at the moment. 3 hours live, 510 hours audio storage. Yeah, that seems to be our most popular plan. There are other features that are included within the premium plans, like using external tools and the custom intro that you could use. But so far at the moment, Broadcaster is the most popular. But we do have a lot of Anchormans too.
Gotcha. And then you had mentioned the custom intro commercial. Yeah. What exactly is that? How are people using that?
That's just basically like a theme song to your podcast, really. So you just record your own ditty for, okay, I think it has to be 10 seconds long. You automatically upload it into the show that you want it to play on, and it'll just automatically go. So this way you don't have to worry about it anymore for future broadcasts.
Gotcha. Because the way it works now, when I go in and I hit broadcast, I then have to quickly have my in the console, I have the intro song queued up, but I have to hit broadcast and then quickly run down and click on the play button. So that avoids that that panic at the beginning.
Right. Otherwise, it would just be a cold open, I suppose. But
there's always like a second and a half of blank space when I'm playing with this, which, again, it's not a huge deal, but it's nice that that's automatically built in. Now, the more visibility option, explain a little bit about that. And that's for people that are looking to get into the Anchorman or, the station options.
Yes, that is if you go into our listen page, you'll see that there are different categories. And for each category, you'll see sponsored shows on the upper right. And that's another option that you get. That would be our advanced visibility right on the site to be promoted before everybody else.
Now, if you're live and you're not an anchorman, Is it that you're on the page, you're just at the very bottom of the page, or is it you're not on the front page at all?
You're still on the page. So basically, for instance, if you go to the category entertainment, you'll see live now, mm-hmm. and you'll see everything marked with live. And that doesn't matter which plan that you're using. But on the right side, you'll see a column that says sponsored shows, and that's where the advanced visibility goes into play.
Ah, I see that. Okay.
Yeah. Whether or not you're live at the moment. Yeah.
And then if I understand this right, are you the person mainly behind the blog then at Spreaker that puts out – because yeah. I see you guys have tutorials on promotion and I guess that's one of the things we should tie into. How does Spreaker tie in with like Twitter and Facebook?
Well, in terms of you can connect in the sense that you can connect your profile to Facebook and Twitter. And this way you could set it to automatically share your podcast as soon as you're finished. So you'll see a share now button and it'll just go straight to your profiles with a link. Is that what you mean exactly?
And does it send out a tweet when you go live kind of thing to alert your audience or?
It depends on how, what you decide to choose in your settings with your Twitter and Facebook account for it to go automatically. Yeah. So when you're live, when you're broadcasting, et cetera, otherwise you can do it manually, I suppose.
Right. I know there are some people that I know there's a show called No Agenda, and I always hear them manually going out and, oh, have you tweeted yet that we're live? And I just wasn't sure if that was something you could automate with Spreaker.
No, it is. It is.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, how many people like right now are on the site? You mentioned it is a little bit. I logged into my account right now as we're speaking, and I can see where David Hooper has just published episode 169, and Andrew McGivern, who's been a guest on the show, made a comment on one of my episodes. So I am seeing where it is a little bit because you can follow people. Is that understand yes, that right?
Exactly. It's kind of like that's where the social networking kind of comes into play. Following people, commenting on their pages, on their profiles. Yeah.
Very cool. How many people do you have on the site at this point?
We have over 1 million users at the moment.
Wow.
So 1 million, yeah. Yeah.
Well, how long has Spreaker been around,
Since 2010. Okay. 2010. I joined them in 2011, but they've been going since then, 2010.
Very cool. And then I guess the other thing we should mention mm-hmm. is that there's also an iPad or I guess iOS is how we should say this one. I know I have mine on my iPhone. Is there an Android version as well?
There is an Android version, yes.
So if you're a person and you obviously if you're in front of your computer, you can just plug your computer in and use the console. But you can actually create a podcast with your music, it looks like, right on your iPhone. Is that correct?
You could broadcast from wherever you are with your iPhone or your iPad. Yeah, it's kind of one of the features we're most proud of. You could really take it on the go, have an impromptu interview, do a recap of a sports game right wherever you are. Yeah.
See, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
High school sports. You're going to be sitting there, doing the high school game. All right, so-and-so hands off to so-and-so. And
yeah.
People could be anybody that couldn't make it to the game. They could find out. That's an interesting concept there. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, are there any stars of Spreaker, any particular shows that are kind of standing out at the moment or really taking advantage of the system?
I would rather say that there are certain genres that are particularly popular with a few stars within those groups. I mean, in some of the, for instance, in the technology podcast, we have a lot of like gamer and geek-centric mm-hmm. kind of shows that are really, really popular. The Games Cast, Perf Bites, and then in sports, we have In Shape Fitness. They've been really popular. They've been with us for a while. They've been doing audio workouts. So you could work out along with them via just by tuning in. So those have been some of the more popular ones at the moment. Some political commentary as well. Angel Clark, Guerrilla Media. I mean, those I suppose you could say are some of our Spreaker stars.
One of the things I see here on your website is community guidelines. Could you talk a little bit about those and how those came about?
Well, I mean, that those have basically always been around. It's just kind of a code of conduct on Spreaker, trying to keep down any kind of bullying that comes up. And it has come up in the past, but we do try to handle it as best as we can. There are a lot of shows to keep up with. So, right. Yeah. Over a million shows. So sometimes it's easy to miss, but as soon as somebody comes to us saying that they've been bullied, we try to take care of it as best as we can.
So you could actually block a person maybe from...
You can ban people from commenting on your wall or on your show's page.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, you are banned.
Exactly. That was a recent development from the past few months, actually. So now you can ban people that are harassing you on your wall.
Well, I know recently you kind of did a image overhaul. You now have a new logo and things like that. I don't know if you can talk about anything in the future that maybe you can let us know that might be coming at Spreaker.
I can't get into too many specifics, but I will say that the new look kind of came about at a time where we're trying to revamping Spreaker's look, but also trying to push a lot. We have a lot of amazing podcasts. We'd love to get music as well. Original musicians coming to us with their own creations. And so it's kind of just a new approach to what we would like the site to become. As for future plans, there might be a way of getting a lot more exposure than for a user to get a lot more exposure than they already have. But that's kind of in the works at the moment.
I did have one question because I love the technology, the fact that you can broadcast live. Yeah. If I then wanted to take – let's say I didn't want to direct people to my Spreaker page for whatever reason. I already had a website and I wanted that to be my hub. Do you know if you guys provide a direct download to that file that I could then put in my WordPress site and just use – obviously use the broadcasting technology, but to use you as a media host as well?
Well, actually, we do have an embed player. We have a embeddable player that can be put into any blog and site. Basically, you can go to either the show's page or the episode's page, depending on what specifically you'd like to share. And on the player at the bottom of the page, you'll see the little share icon. Otherwise, right on the page, you'll see at the top it says share. And a window will come up, and you could choose between the player mini and the player standard, depending on which size you like, and embed that player. You'll get the link and embed that player straight into your blog or site.
Got it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come give us a little insights into Spreaker.
Oh, nothing. Thank you again for having me. It was fun.
And like I said, I've been having a lot of fun with it, so I'll continue playing over there. So thank you so much.
So there you go, my interview with Anna. And I got to tell you right now, comparing to Blog Talk Radio to Spreaker, hands down, Spreaker better. Hands down. Number one, better audio quality. Number two, cheaper. Number three, if you want to pay for additional promotion on your site, it's a choice. It's not mandatory. It's not automatic. The only thing, if I had anything to say why I'm not absolutely just, oh my gosh, Spreaker is the answer, is they don't have unlimited storage. Now, they have a lot of storage, 500 hours if you do a show a week, but that's why I'm a big fan still of Libsyn as a media host. But if I'm looking for a way to broadcast, I like this system. Their chat window works. It's embeddable, so I don't have to send people to another website. It's right on my website. The tools work. It's pretty cool. And I will say a couple things I found out on the phone call with her. There's a commercial button in the upper right-hand corner, and I was like, how do I get a commercial into that? It's actually a system they used to have in place, and it's kind of, for lack of a better phrase, it's not really a leftover, but it's not really hugely in place at this point. They're working on that. So a new feature that might be coming, or they might bring that one back. But I did find out that if you're using the free account after 30 minutes, it just kicks you out. And it's not, they told you that, and it does. So if you've ever wondered if you could cheat the system, no, you can't. But it's an easy system. If you're looking to do broadcasting live, that is that. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about doing phone calls. All right. I have mentioned in the past the easiest way to get a phone into your system. In fact, I'll do it right now. Is you get a cord. It's a quarter inch on one end, and either it's eighth inch on one end, the kind that fits into your phone, and then you can get an RCA on the other end, or in my case, I'm using a quarter inch on the other end, and you can actually just plug your phone directly into your mixer, so your phone is in one channel and your microphone is in the other. So I'm dialing my wife right now. I just dialed the phone into the thing. And I'm talking into the microphone and I'm talking into my phone. I'll probably get her voicemail.
Hello?
Hi, baby. You're on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Isn't that fun?
Oh, that's just excitement.
How you feeling?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. But I'm pointing out how easy it is to put the phone into your podcast by just plugging it into your mixing board. And does this make you feel special? When I go to favorites, you are the only person listed as my favorite on my phone.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the...
I'm fussy.
Well, thanks for letting me call you and annoy you. Were you sleeping?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right. Well, thank you, baby.
Heading to the vet.
Okay. All right. I love you.
Love you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So it's just that easy to hook the phone into it. Now, for that to work, though, it's no big deal. I'm talking into the microphone and I hold the phone up to my ear. And so she hears me through the phone, you know, the little hole in the phone. And then you hear her through the mixing board. Now, what if I was doing sound effects, though? Oh, well, what's the word? Come on, say it with me. Hassle. But if you wanted to do that, okay, well, I found this cool tool, and it's actually, this is where being a musician kind of comes in handy. There's a tool called an iRig. And the idea is, it's really cool, I've seen these, where you can buy little software, little apps. And I can make it like a distortion box for my guitar, things like that. But what it allows you to do is plug a quarter inch plug, mainly from a guitar, into your phone, right? Well, hello, I'm not playing the guitar. I want to send something from my mixer to my phone. So what you can do is you get this little iRig thing. That's the technical term for it, the little iRig thing. And I believe they're around $35, something like that. $35, $40, something like that. I tried to look it up right now, but it's really weird right now. I went to Amazon.com and either I've lost my internet access or Amazon.com. No, it's my website because Guitar Center won't come up either. All right. Well, I know what I'm doing after the podcast. So it's like $34, $35. And what you can do is you send your voice and anything else that you want. You plug 1/4 inch jack. So you need the iRig. You need your typical 1/4 inch little, patch cord, 1/4 inch to 1/4 inch. And then you need a 1/4 inch to 1/8 inch. So what you do is you plug the 1/4 inch cord into the iRig and you plug the other end into your effects out or your auxiliary out. And then whatever you want to send to the phone, you turn up either the effects send or the auxiliary send. You then plug the other end of the iRig into your phone, and then the headphone out of the iRig, you plug into the 1/8 inch jack, and then the other end into the 1/4 inch jack. So that's why you have an 1/8 inch to 1/4 inch cord. And so that will then send back the person on the phone. So they will hear whatever's going into your mixer, and then you will hear them in a separate channel. So it's an easy way. And then what you can do, you're like, yeah, but Dave, if I want to do a call-in show, I don't want to give out my cell phone number. Well, then there are a couple things you can do. Number one, you could use podcastvoicemail.com. Now, that's $2 a month. It's 6 cents a minute. And the nice thing about that is it is a number that you own. You will never, I've had, 888-563-3228 since 2005. Okay. And I know that number's ever, ever, ever going away. Now, you could use a Google Voice number, which is if you just go to voice.google.com. It's free, but it is Google, And you never know when they're going to go, hey, we're not making any money with this voice thing, and just shut it off. And now you've got 350 episodes with a free number that just vanished. So that's why I'm a fan of podcastvoicemail.com, which, by the way, is an affiliate link for call8.com, lest I try to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. I think everybody knows that, right? So you could take that number and forward it to your phone. So, yes, if you're, you know, if somebody's on hold for an hour, it's 6 cents a minute. So you're looking at $3.60 for an hour-long phone call. Not a huge expense. Plus, of course, they're burning up your minutes when you're talking on the phone. But it's an easy way to do it. And the other thing I always like to point out, when you first start out, you have no audience. That's the other reason why I go, why are you jumping through all these hoops? But if you really want to take live phone calls, right now, from what I've seen, that's the easiest way. Buy a $35, $40 iRig, plug your phone into it, and just send people to your phone, and then get some sort of masking phone number, whether it be from podcast voicemail or Google Voice or Call 7 or whatever the other ones are. There are a couple, eVoice probably would do it as well, and forward those to your phone so you don't have to give out your actual cell phone. And that way, again, you can take phone calls and the people on the phone can hear everything you're doing, including any clips or transition music, things of that nature. It's all there. Next up, want to spotlight a member of the School of Podcasting. I recently sent out an email to the members of the School of Podcasting and said, hey, I want to know where you are. And here he is. You can find him at BonnieTours.com. And it is basically, if you want to know Scotland, yeah, go over to Bonnie, that's B-O-N-N-I-E, tours.com. And let's play a little bit of Passing Places.
Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Passing Places, my personal podcast, my personal diary about my travels around Scotland, usually by motorhome, but also by motorcycle. And as you heard last week, with some hill walking thrown in for good measure. I'd like to thank Myra Green for her music from her composition Passing Places, which you can check out Myra Green's website from the link on bonnietours.com. So the main topic for this week is Port Patrick. I spent the bank holiday weekend, for good and bad, down in Port Patrick, and I'll tell you all about that in the next few minutes.
There you go. Awesome. And you can find that again, bonnietours.com. And of course, everything I talk about today, the iRig, everything else, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/355. Speaking of that, I want to give a quick shout out to coachkevind.com, who let me know that when I said last week, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/354, I forgot to put the link. Silly me. So thank you, Coach Kevin D. And if you are going to be going to Scotland, definitely check out BonnieTours.com. If nothing else, just to take in that awesome, awesome accent. One last thing. If you haven't checked out BonnieTours.com, Kevin is doing something really cool. He has a map of where he's going, and you can zoom in on the Google map, and you click a link, and it shows you, here, listen to episode 11. Like here, episode 11 is about Flanders Moss in Gilly's Woodout. And so he's got little pins so you can see where he was in Scotland and go right to that episode and hear about it. That is a pretty cool thing. Kevin, let me know how you did that. Is that just a pin? Are you putting that in as a place? That's some pretty cool stuff. So Shrek, hit me up on the SpeakPipe and let me know how you're doing that. That's pretty cool. All right, well, normally this is the part of the show where I answer your podcasting questions. And as I look at my computer, because, of course, I told you the internet was down. Well, when I rebooted it, my computer is saying, I have a potential hard drive crash, which would be a good time to remind you to back up your files. I use a company called Backblaze. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/backblaze. And they back up my hard drive, my external hard drive, and it's like $4 a month, I think. Something like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend that I can get to my email. And here we go. It's Bernard from Poughkeepsie writes in, Dave, I am a traveling salesman. I sell ice cream to Eskimos, and I'm looking to do a podcast. What is the best portable gig? And you guys do know I'm just making that up, right? Okay, good. It's I've mentioned this about a month ago. I use an Roland R-05 recorder, and actually that alone, if it's not too noisy a background, will get you through. It does have condenser microphones, and so it picks up a little bit of the room noise, but it will definitely produce what I call listenable content. Now, if you want to have a better way, let me move this knob, turn that one up. Right now, I'm using the the Audio-Technica 2100 USB, where before I was using my Electrovoice RE320. So this is the 320, and that's the Audio-Technica 2100, he said, adjusting the thing. And if you can, you can actually plug this in directly to the Roland R-05. You get a XLR to 1/8 inch, and that way you don't pick up the background noise. Now, if you need more than one microphone, that gets a little tricky. That's when I use the Giant Squid Audio little lapel mics. And you'll be hearing in the future, Karen Hoag is going to come on the show. We're going to have an episode about how global podcasting is. I know we know that, but we forget about it. And I want to know what's up with you people in Iceland not listening to the show. Come on, what the heck? And so that would be it. The Roland R-05, and either alone, or if you're going to go solo podcaster, you can plug the Audio-Technica 2100 into it. And he said adjusting his windscreen, or use the Giant Squid Audio if you're doing multiple people. And all those will then fit in basically a sock. You could take it with you in a sock, and that will get you through. So I'm going to switch back over to the now, realize this is $33, $35 microphone, and that's this one's $300. Now, does this sound $270 better? I don't think so. So thank you, Bernard, and hope all is well in Poughkeepsie. And that's going to do it for this episode. I'm really hoping my computer comes back up, because I still need to do my post-production here. But do want to thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are looking to start a podcast, one thing I do want to mention, I just realized this. Spreaker, if you're looking to do with the podcasting live thing, they do have an affiliate program. So go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Spreaker. That's S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. And I will get a small finder's fee for that if you're going to be doing the live thing. Now, if you're not doing the live thing, you know, it doesn't really make much sense. There are other deals that you can do. But if you're going to be, if you really must do the broadcasting live thing, right now they're my fave. And I'll be playing with some other services, like I said, in the future. That's a little way you can help support the show. If you're looking to start a podcast, check out schoolofpodcasting.com and use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. People keep putting in other coupons that don't exist. And part of that is because I have a coupon for Libsyn. If you go to LIBSYN.com, you can use the coupon code SOPFREE for free hosting at LIBSYN.com at Libsyn. Suddenly this sounds like a spelling bee with all the spelling going on. But to get your... you know, to get a big chunk of your fee at the School of Podcasting off, use the coupon code LISTENER. So thank you so much. If you don't have a website yet, email me with the phrase quick start, and just trust me, you'll be glad you did. I'm not going to take time to explain that now, because we've spent way too much time promoting here at the end. That's quick start. I'm kidding. Anyway, so I'm going to pull out my hair now and have fun with my computer now that it's 14% done verifying my C drive. And we have a cliffhanger for next week. You'll have to find out if my hard drive crashed or not. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let me remind you that it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And I will see you on the inside. Until then, have a great week. God bless.